Right now, it's time for our weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report with Gary Faraci from the Bayou Resort down there in Gamalia, Arkansas. And you'll find him right off of Fout Road. And Gary, what sucked you in to rock and roll?
I just say it's either the Beatles, like you said, and there was a you remember Iron Butterfly?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it got a DeVita baby, stuff like I was mid-60s, early 70s in high school, and that stuff was just like, yeah, that was good stuff.
See, I was a bad boy. You know, MC5, you know, Country Joe. It just, you know, I don't know. But the Beatles is what kind of sucked me in, and then it went really crazy. It went from the Beatles to the Who, to MC5, to the New York Dolls, to the Sex Pistols. I mean, it just, you know, but everybody has that one lure, that one bait that hooked you. And
Oh, yeah. And I'm telling you what, the music that we had then, that's why people listen to Q94, right? Because that music is so awesome. There'll never be music as good as that again.
Oh, no, it's timeless. It's time, you know, bell bottoms and clogged shoes and big combs and really wide wristbands, you know, bandanas. It was a great time to be a teenager. I mean, it was fantastic. Well, hey, it is our weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report.
Happy Thirsty Thursday, the last one before Christmas.
Yeah, this is it. This is the last Thirsty Thursday of 2023.
No, we got one next week.
Oh.
We got one next week. This is the last one before Christmas.
Oh, last one before Christmas. Okay. All right.
Yeah. All right. I just want to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everybody that listens to us, that comes through here. That'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy your family. Take some time and enjoy your family.
Yeah, and time, always remember, time is the greatest gift. We've been blessed to have time on this earth because we've gotten the greatest gift that we could ever, ever receive. But, you know, spend time with those close to you because you never know how much time you have with them left. Gary, it has been a very mild November and December. I've talked to a few folks, and, you know, when you mention, hey, have you been fishing any? Boy, they'll just smile and say, yeah. So what's it like there on Norfolk?
Okay, so the people that have been fortunate enough to get out on the lake, it's the last several weeks have been just great, been really good. I mean, there's some days better than others, you know. You can't make the fish bite every day, but in general, all the species have, you know, the crappie, they've been on the bite with some live bait and some plastics, stripers, hybrids, whites. They've all been biting the bass. I mean, it's been really active. It really has been a really good couple of weeks. We've had such, like you said, mild weather.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got a few cold nights, but days like today, it's going to be beautiful.
Oh yeah, and the cloud cover. I don't know. You know, every fisherman is a little different in what they like, and I like cloud cover.
I like cloud cover. I don't like the bluebird sky.
No.
And
you know, we're looking at near 60 today. The wind is going to be out of the south at about 5 to 10. It's going to be a great day to be fishing, you know.
Oh, yeah. Follow the bait balls. You know, I always talk about that. Find the bait balls, find the fish, and the fish will come after them. The fish are going to eat. If they're hungry, they're going to follow the bait balls.
Now, some of the folks that you've been talking with, have they been using a lot of live bait? And if so, can they still get live bait there at the Bayou Resort?
They still can get live bait, and it's been a mixed bucket of bait here, whether it's a live bait or some plastic or... but they've been using some Berkeley flicker shad. There's just been a variety of different things. Some of the bass fishermen, they've been like gidset fishing, you know, or grub fishing off the bottom and doing well. So it's been a mixed bag of everything on it.
Uh-huh.
And then, like I said, some days are much better than others. Some days you got to really work for it. We had a couple staying here this past week, a father and son, and they just killed it almost every day. And then their last day, it was a little slow, and they still caught fish, but not like they had been. So it's a hit and miss.
Well, you know, we went, and I was throwing tater baits, and the monkey butt was... That was tough, man. I'm telling you, they liked it for whatever reason. And the electric monkey as well. I mean, both of them were just killing them. I mean, literally just killing them. And of course, hair jigs have been, I've been hearing a lot of people throwing, you know, hair jigs and stuff real slow. This time of year, it's not so much fast movement as it is, you know, they're not just fly into baits. You got to kind of have a feel for it, you know?
Yep. Well, you and I have talked about that. If you're reeling and you think you're going slow, go slower.
That's right. Yeah. It's a great time. Now, I'm seeing a few folks also catching some stripers. What are they getting the work done with that on?
Same thing on that. I've got some of the guides I know are using live bait. Some of them are using... tater baits or like a Rapala fishing jig and just, you know, watching them on live scope and jigging for them. Some are trolling. Some of the guys, not the guides, but some of the regular fishermen are trolling with like a Berkeley flicker shad and a couple of tater baits around the outside of that on like an umbrella rig and stuff. So it's really mixed. It's on your preference. I know a lot of the guides are either live bait or they're down there just jigging for them.
Well, it's just a fun time of year to be on the water. There's not as much traffic. You do need to dress appropriately, though, if you're going to be out there on the lake this time of year, because, you know, like today, you walk out and it's 55 to 60 degrees. You go, wow, that feels pretty good. You get out there on that water and you're running your boat. you need to have the proper attire to do it, to be comfortable, or you're not going to be able to spend the time that you need to find and catch the fish.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely on that.
So now what about the cabins? Are you have a few still left open, ready for rent?
We do, Gary. We always will accommodate people that want to stay. Like I said, we just had a father and son from Illinois that was down here, stayed with us for 3 days to go fishing. Because it's some of the best time of the year to go fishing.
Yes.
And we have a couple people coming in the rest of December because of the holidays. We don't have anybody. But after the first year, we got some more people coming in to go striper fishing. So not a lot, but we have, I don't want to say the regulars because we see them almost every winter time come through and stuff and stay a few days. So, yeah, we still do. A lot of them are just the locals that come down for the day and stuff and go fishing. They'll come in and tell me some of their stories and stuff. But we do still do have cabins available.
Yeah, and, you know, if you folks want to fish, and this is hands down the best time for me. I mean, everybody has their own preference, but this is my favorite. And, you know, if you're not too sure, get a hold of Steve Borgman. If he's got, I mean, he's pretty busy, but, you know, Stevie, man, he can kind of help you. And
yeah, he can. He can put you on fish, and whether it's usually crappie, but I've seen him put people on bass and on hybrids and whites and that too. So yeah.
Yeah, I mean, well, the thing about it, you can go out there with Stevie and catch a mess of crappie, but the knowledge that he can kind of feed you, you know, I mean, even if you've got your own boat, and you know, but you don't know where to go. Norfolk's a big lake, you know. And Stevie can definitely help you. A couple trips with him, and you'll catch more fish.
I don't think it's a bad idea for someone to go out with a guide that knows the lake very, very well. I don't care how long you've been down here, how many times you come down. It's not a bad thing to go out with them to see the areas they go to, how they rig their pole up and stuff, how they present their bait. You know, it's different. You get used to doing your own thing all the time, and it's good to watch other people and how they do it, especially people who do it for a living.
Yeah, and how they run the lake, how they get to these places, because, you know, you think, well, it's a lake. I can just drop that motor down, hammer down, and go. There are spots out there. You got to be careful. And they can kind of help you with that as well. But, hey, yep. Gary, we appreciate you. And for folks that want to know more, you know, about the Bayou Resort or just sit and chat and have an ice cream, how can they get a hold of you?
Hey, Gary, they can always give us a call, 870-467-5277. The Bayou Resort Facebook page, great way to drop us a line. Take a look at some of the pictures up there. Read some of the stories. That's a good way. And, of course, as always, our website, thebayouresort.com.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm sure you could hook someone up if they're looking for that. You know, they just don't know what a gift to get someone, but they could, you know, maybe get a gift certificate for a weekend at the
Absolutely.
Bayou Resort, you know?
Absolutely. That would be a wonderful thing. We can always do that, yeah. And if they don't want to come, they could be, you know, 3-4 months from now, 5 months from now, if they, you know, don't have to be today or tomorrow, you know?
That's right. All right, Gary, we appreciate you, and we'll catch you next week.
All right. Sounds good, Gary. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Oh, I'll talk to you next week. Merry Christmas.